And now to that breaking news here in New York, a security scare at Trump Tower late today, forcing an evacuation. A suspicious bag triggered the panic, but a senior police official says it later turned out to be filled with toys. President-elect Trump was not there at the time. He remains at his Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida. And safety also a major concern at malls across the country after a series of massive brawls erupted the day after Christmas. Security has been stepped up at more than a dozen malls after violence sent shoppers running for the exits. As NBC's Gabe Gutierrez explains, some authorities believe social media is partly to blame.
Again and again, they seem to explode out of nowhere.
Looked like people were throwing punches, fighting. It was just a huge mob of people.
Brawls at malls across America, ranging from minor melees to mass evacuations. In Aurora, Illinois, 8 teenagers have been charged.
No one really knows what caused it. It was just two girls started first and then other people got involved too.
Chaos at more than 15 shopping centers in a dozen states. At this New Jersey mall, pandemonium. Police and riot shields storming the food court. Witnesses say a person shouted gun after someone slammed the chair during a fight. This video from Connecticut shows an outnumbered officer trying to control the crowd.
They just kind of started yelling and then started pushing each other.
In Fort Worth, Texas, multiple fights with more than 100 teenagers. In Ohio, false reports of shots fired near Cleveland. No weapons found. At another mall in Chattanooga, Tennessee, police say two people set off fireworks, sparking a panic.
I heard the pop, pop, pop.
All of a sudden, just a tsunami of people running, jumping over tables and screaming. I have shoe marks on my jacket, actually, from people stepping on me.
Shopper Jim Tanner says it was complete confusion in an age of mass shootings.
Folks are just more attuned to every little incident that happens.
Authorities don't believe the incidents are connected, though some blame social media for turning minor disturbances into major hysteria.
Social media is going to be the death of this country. They cause more of a panic than is necessary.
Tonight, the malls are back open with stepped-up security.
Here in Chattanooga, police say the fireworks were set off to cover up a smash-and-grab robbery. Now the search is on for the thieves. Meanwhile, this mall is packed as the post-Christmas rush is in full swing. Cameron?
Gabe Gutierrez live for us.